On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's cross country team is Tina Larson, a senior. First of all, your final season here as a BSU Beaver, how has it been so far for you?
So far, it's been great. Just really trying to get those PRs and finish out my cross country season.
You guys just got off of the NSIC championship meet a couple weeks ago. How did you do personally and how'd your team finish?
Personally, I think even as a team, we all did really good. I got my PR for that course, at least. It was one of the tougher ones we've seen all season, so I think we all did really good.
What is your personal best?
My personal best, it depends on the length of the race. For the majority of our runs, it's a 5K, which I finished out this season with a 20, I think it was a 2012 was my best.
You're getting ready for the NCAA Regional Championship. Your entire team goes. How have you guys been practicing to get ready for it?
Well, because it, again, is one of the longer races of the season, we've had to add a couple extra miles, and then we kind of just started tapering just to make sure that we're ready and have a little more energy for this one.
Obviously, that one's taking place in Joplin, Missouri. We're here in Bemidji, Minnesota, where we just come off of a weekend where it snowed. You go down south, the weather's going to be a little bit different. How do you change your game plan or your running plan?
I think all of us are actually praying there's no snow down there. We're looking forward to getting out of Minnesota. It's just been way too cold up here for running outside.
With the weather, do you increase your mileage or do you guys just do 5Ks, and how often do you run? Is it every day or is it every other day?
Our practice is 6 days a week. We get one day off, and really it depends on the weather outside. Because meets don't really care what the weather's like, we try to force ourselves to go outside almost every single day, whether it's snow, rain, sunshine. But on some of the really cold days, we have to take it inside, which does decrease our mileage.
What do you know or have you prepared in advance for the course that you'll be running in Joplin?
I don't think even our coach knows exactly what to expect on this next course. Nobody's seen it, so we're just hoping that it's not too hilly, and if it is, then we're going to have to start stepping up our hills the rest of this week.
Is that one a 5K or 6K or more?
That one will be a 6K, which is a little over about 4 miles or so.
Being that you're a senior, what's been your favorite memory of your time at Bemidji State?
That one's hard. Definitely, I mean, just being out there with the girls every single day, I mean, there's so many memories of the different practices, the different meets. You can always go to one of the meets we've been to every single year, and there's just a memory. I'm definitely going to miss it. Every single meet this year has been hard. It's kind of like, oh, this is my last one. So this one will be really hard for me, but I'm just going to go out there and try to give it everything I've got so I can walk away knowing I did my best.
What are you majoring in and what do you hope to do after college?
I will be education. Right now I'm student teaching, which is making this a little harder, but I'm really excited to go out there and teach, hopefully even here in Bemidji.
Tina, good luck this coming weekend and the best to you the rest of the way.
Thank you.
For more information on the BSU cross country team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.